Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
In the palace of the Princess Naji in Cairo, Frank Chandler, also known as John Doe the Magician, is entertaining his sister and his niece and nephew with feats of East Indian magic. A singer, engaged by Naji to amuse her guests, proves to be Abdullah, the young Bedouin who once tried to abduct Betty.
John Doe the Magician.
May I suggest, John Doe, that we dismiss the musicians and have Betty go into another room until you have finished with these men?
Oh, perhaps it would be as well. You go with her, will you, Bob?
Why, Naji, surely you don't think I'm afraid of Abdullah, do you?
Yes, why? I'd like to hear what he has to say for himself, the big...
Please, Bobby, take Betty up to her room for a little while. We'll call you in a few minutes.
Well, okay, Mother. Come on, Betty.
I think I found out what Frank did that last trick. I'll show you.
You and your men will wait outside, Rasul.
Now then, Abdullah, what is it?
First, let me tell you that in my country, I am a prince. For thousands of years, my fathers have been rulers over many men. Caravans bearing treasures of ivory, rubies, and perfumes have filled our chests with gold. For centuries, no man has been our master.
Well?
I am the last of my line. When my father dies, there is none to inherit his riches but me.
Well?
All this treasure is yours, Chandu. All my men, skilled in battle, all my fleet horses, the finest in the world.
But I don't understand. I'm not recruiting an army.
I have finished with Roxor. I shall never do his bidding again. I have come to join you.
Frank, don't believe him. It's some trick of Roxor's. Send him away.
It is no trick. Test me. Ask me what you will.
I'll ask you a question. What about that ring you wore that day in the bazaar? The first day we ever saw you. Where did you get that ring?
Madame, Roxor took it from the finger of Robert Regent.
Roxor? Oh, go on, tell me about it. Frank, do you suppose this is true?
Let him tell us, Dorothy. We'll soon find out the truth.
13 years ago, a certain ship sank near Povna Delgada in the Azores.
In the light of Asia.
Yes. Many people died. It was not an accident, that sinking. It was planned by Roxor.
How terrible.
He wanted to kill one man, Robert Regent.
And did he? That's what we want to know.
No.
But if he didn't...
Just a minute, Dorothy. How did it happen he didn't kill Regent? He's been thought dead all these years.
Roxor and Robert Regent had a quarrel and parted in great anger. Roxor secretly took important papers from the belongings of Robert Regent and decided to sink the ship on which he sailed.
How do you know this?
Roxor himself told me of it.
When?
At this time. You see, I was on the ship that collided with the Light of Asia at Roxor's orders.
You were working with Roxor then?
Yes. I was but 18 years old then.
Well, what happened?
It was done as Roxor had planned. The small ship came nearer and nearer to the light of Asia. But at the very moment we were about to strike them, a wireless message came from Roxor not to do it.
Why was that?
He had found that the papers he had were not the ones he had sought. But that we did not know until later. The message was too late. The ships crashed together like thunder. And in the water were many people.
What? Dreadful.
But Roxor cares nothing for life. Perhaps you know this already.
I do. Go on, Adela.
We saved as many as we could. And some other ships came and helped. The light of Asia sank very soon.
But what about my husband?
I cannot understand how he escaped. But I found him floating in the water. I took him on the small boat to Algiers, where Roxor was then. And there I left him.
You mean you left him with Roxor?
Yes. He was very ill and knew not where he was. Roxor said I had done well.
Where did Roxor take him?
I do not know. I've never seen him since. Now, do you believe I have finished with Roxor and wish to join you, Chandu?
Tell me this. Why have you so suddenly decided to leave Roxor and join me?
Because of Miss Betty Lou.
What do you mean?
I took her away into the Fayum at the command of Roxor. I was to keep her there so you would come to find her, and the messenger would reach Roxor with the secret papers of Robert Regent.
We know all that.
But she was so gentle, so sweet, so beautiful that I came to love her. And at last I told her so.
Dared.
Madame, I am a Bedouin prince. Yes, I told her.
Surely she didn't listen to you.
No, madame, she would not listen. She thought I had tricked her. And then her brother came and found her. And now my heart answers only to sorrow's beat, as though it were an orchestra and grief a baton.
Very pretty. But listen to me, Abdallah. Miss Regent is not for you. Though you served me 1,000 years, she could never be.
Besides, she's only a child. Why, she's only 16.
But how old are brides in your country, madame?
Oh, you don't understand. It's out of the question.
Bismillah. If fate has decreed I may not have her, so be it. But sometimes Allah is pleased to relent. Time may change you, madame.
Not on this subject.
Women do not understand these things. Is it not so, Chandu? Men should decide them.
It's no use, Abdallah. My sister's answer and mine are the same. No.
I must bow to your decision. But think, I did not even ask for a marriage portion. I offered instead my men and all my possessions.
But we don't want them, Abdallah. And now you only turn to Roxor and tell him his little scheme is a failure.
You think I came from Roxor. You still do not believe me. But you must. Madame, do you think I tell the truth?
No, it sounds like the truth. But I can't trust my judgment anymore.
If you know so much, Abdallah, you must know much more.
It is true, Chandu. I know many secrets of Roxor, on whom be pestilence.
And then tell us more about that ring. You haven't told us all of that.
I only know this. When you saw me in the bazaar with the ring of your husband, Roxor had sent me, bidding me make sure you noticed the ring on my finger.
Oh, but why?
He told me to be sure you saw the ring, and then you would follow me. And I could seize you and take you to the slave market. You would disappear, and Chandu searching for you might also be taken and killed.
As Roxor no human feelings at all. How can anyone be so beastly?
He has told me many times that he has risen above all emotion, which is but weakness, he says, madame.
But I can't believe anyone could be so heartless, so lacking
in... It is well to believe it, madame. It is true. Whatever opposes Roxor must be destroyed.
But what does he want? What is he trying to do?
Never mind, Dorothy. I know all this. Tell me, Abdallah, why didn't you carry out your plan that day in the bazaar?
Because, madame, your sister did not try to follow me, as Roxor thought, but called for the police. I was obliged to run away and try again.
And you tried again? That night in the desert?
Yes. When you entered the hut, it was I who locked the door behind you.
And also, you no doubt, who set off the bomb that blew the hut to bits.
No, that was another. Do you remember that just before the explosion, a man entered the hut?
Yes, and was trapped in there.
No, Chandu, it was I. When I learned of the bomb, I tried to warn you. It seemed too cruel that beautiful Miss Betty Lou must die. Even for Roxor, I could not...
But how did you escape?
By a miracle. I was knocked to the earth, and bits of the wall fell like rain. But fate must have decreed a different death for me. When I came to myself, I returned to Cairo. And there Roxor told me you had once more escaped him. Do you still doubt me, Chandu?
Tell me this. Where is Roxor's secret hiding place? Everyone tells me he has one. Where is it?
I cannot tell you, Chandu. I do not know.
Where did he take Robert Regent?
I cannot tell you. Roxor never tells any man where his hiding place is. I only know it is far away.
That's what you told us the night you met us in the desert. How far away do you think it is?
Roxor always says it is many, many days from Cairo. I have heard it is in Europe.
Look here, Abdallah. You want me to trust you and allow you to join me. What if I should put you to the test?
You mean to...
I mean this. Suppose I said to you, you may join me if you will find out for me where Robert Roxor's hiding place is. What would you say to that?
Chandu, I believe it to be impossible.
Some of Roxor's men must know. Well, what do you say? Prove to me that you are worthy of trust, and you shall help.
I will try. You shall see that I am to be trusted. And I may see Miss Betty Lou once more before I go?
No, Abdallah. My daughter is not to know anything about this. Don't you agree, Frank?
Well, yes. But what harm could it do to allow him to see her if he says nothing but goodbye?
Oh, none at all. But I won't have her getting sentimental about Abdallah and going through a lot of renunciation scenes. You know how she is.
You're right. Sorry, Abdallah.
Will you allow me to sing to her?
How's this? Suppose you sing something right here. She'll hear you. She's just upstairs there.
It must do. If you will not permit me to see her, my song shall call to her in the voice of my heart.
Garden of jasmine aflower, where the perfumed fountains thrill. See thy lover's arms await thee. Come, my heart, with vibrant breath, where thy lightest footstep lies. Blossoms spring to greet thee, Lord. Night is fragrant with thy laughter. Come to me, my sweet white dove.
Goodbye, Abdallah.
May your days be filled with happiness, madame. Farewell. Chandu, I will not return until I am successful.
Very well, Abdallah. Good night.
I salute you all.
The psychic summons. Let's get the message before he goes. Wait, Abdallah. Wait. Gone already? Abdallah! Abdallah, young Bedouin chief, and lieutenant of the sinister Roxor, comes to Chandler at Nodge's palace and begs to be allowed to join Chandler's men. To prove his good faith, he tells Chandler of his capture of Robert Regent years ago. At the test, Chandler gives him a mission. But just as he departs, the psychic summons is heard. Chandu, the magician. Wait, Abdallah.
You want Abdallah, Uncle Frank? I'll get him for you.
I must get the crystal ball.
Mine is there on the table, Chandu. May I look, Frank?
Of course. See, the picture is forming already.
Oh, it's the Ryogi. But that's not the houseboat. Look, Naji, it's a lovely garden. Yes. How beautiful. Listen.
Chandu, my son, go with him thou hast sent into the street. Much will be revealed to thee.
Oh, no, Frank.
Guard thy secret with thy life. Await the call. Fear not. Farewell, my son.
Why, the crystal's dark. What did he mean by all that?
I understood only one thing, and that is I'm to follow Abdallah.
Did not Bob say you would bring him back? There's Bob now. Did you catch him, son?
No, Mother. I couldn't see him anywhere.
How did you know I wanted Abdallah, Bob? We thought you and Betty were upstairs.
We were.
But we heard Abdallah singing, and we came down on the landing to hear him, and then I thought I heard that thing ringing. And then you called Abdallah, so I chased out to bring him back.
Oh. Did you or Betty hear any of our conversation with Abdallah?
Not a word. What did he want anyway? He certainly had his nerve crashing in here like that, didn't he?
Never mind now, Bobby. Frank, are you really going out to try to find Abdallah? Why, you don't know what might happen.
Out to find him? What do you want him for?
I don't know just what I do want him for, Bob. But I'm going to find him just the same. I know better than to disregard any advice from the yogi.
Was that what that summons thing told you, Uncle Frank? Gee, I wish I'd been here. Who was it? Was it the picture?
Your mother will tell you all about it, Bob. I must go. I don't know just when I'll be back, Doc. Try not to worry about me. I'll be all right, you know.
Well, I'll try, Frank. And I will see if I can keep them amused while you are gone, Chandu.
Thank you, Najee. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Frank.
What happened, Bob? What's the matter? Where's Uncle Frank?
Going out to find Abdallah. Is that a laugh or isn't it?
Find Abdallah? Well, what for?
Oh, he got one of those messages from the yogi telling him to.
But Abdallah works for Roxa. He'll kill Uncle Frank or something. Oh, Mother, why did you let him go?
Oh, I couldn't stop him, dear.
There are some things you do not know about Betty Lou. Abdallah does not serve Roxor now.
Did he say that? And did Uncle Frank believe it? Why, I wouldn't believe a word he said if...
Listen, dear, we hardly know what to think. But Abdallah told us one thing that should make us forgive him much.
Why, what did he tell you?
Oh, he told us your father wasn't drowned and the light of Asia sank. Oh, Najee, did you believe him?
Yes, I did. Because it accounts for many things already known to me.
But, Mother, if he wasn't drowned, where in the world is he? And why hasn't he written to you all these years?
Oh, that's what Abdallah doesn't know, or says he doesn't.
But how did Abdallah know about Father? Why didn't he tell us before?
He knew it because he was the one who rescued your father from drowning when the ship sank. And he didn't tell us before because he was working for Roxor, or so he says.
You mean he really isn't working for Roxor now? Why is that?
Because there is...
Oh, we aren't exactly sure, Betty.
Oh, no, that is right. You see, your uncle sent Abdallah on an errand to see if he could be trusted. If he can be, he may join those who help Chandu.
Listen, Mother, just what did that yogi say in the crystal ball just now?
Why, let's see. Something like, my son, follow him thou hast sent into the street. Much may be revealed to thee.
But that might mean anything.
Well, how could it, Bob?
Well, it might mean that Abdallah was all right and Uncle Frank could trust him. But it might mean that if Uncle Frank followed Abdallah, he'd find out for himself that Abdallah was double-crossing him.
I think Bob's right. Oh, I wish Uncle Frank hadn't gone one step, yogi or no yogi. No one knows where he went, either. He could be killed and we'd never know.
Oh, Betty, don't. Uncle Frank has to do as he thinks best, you know.
And do not forget this. This is not the first time he has had to make decisions that might cost him his life.
Why, Najee, how can you be so calm about it? You sound as if it wasn't anything.
Because I know your uncle. For years he has been prepared to give his life if necessary. And so have all of us who have worked together.
I wish I knew what all this was about. Oh, I'm not asking questions, Najee. I'm only wondering.
I know you cannot help to be curious, Bob. Someday I hope your uncle can tell you everything.
Won't it be fun? The time ever does come to sit down and piece it all together. Imagine what a story it would make.
What a story indeed.
Well, Mother, if Abdallah did save Father's life, he must know where he went, doesn't he?
He knows where he took him, that's all. He says your father was very ill. I don't know whether he means he was injured or what exactly. But Abdallah took him with him to Algiers where he met Roxor. And that's the last time he ever saw him.
Then maybe Roxor has him shut up somewhere.
That might be. But why would he keep him a prisoner for 13 years? What purpose would he have?
My dear, no one could possibly guess what purpose Roxor would have. And forgive me, but that purpose may have been served years ago.
Oh, you mean he may have killed him?
I think you should face the possibility. I'm sorry to be cruel.
Oh, you're not cruel. You're right. I mustn't hope too much.
Of course you must. I mean, we must all hope just as hard as we can. Don't you agree with me, Najee?
Of course you must, dear. And now, why do we not agree to wait until Chandu returns before we make any more plans?
You call him Chandu all the time, Najee?
Yes. He is known as Chandu to all the East. Why?
Oh, nothing. What were you going to suggest that we do while we wait for Uncle Frank to come back? Don't say let's play bridge.
Oh, no, indeed. But have you forgotten our musicians waiting out there in the hall all this time? Let us have them in again, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, let's do. Abu, will you bring in your men again? Betty Lou, will you not sing for us? I have never heard you.
Who told you I could sing?
Your Uncle Frank.
Oh, he likes to hear me sing Pale Hands because it reminds him of India, where he was so long. He showed us a picture of the Vale of Kashmir once in the crystal ball. It was marvelous.
And suppose you sing Pale Hands for me.
Well?
Have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Not bad. Not half bad.
Oh, Bobby, we really should punish you by making you sing.
What a chance. But I tell you what I will do. I'll do a magic trick.
Chandu the second. Ha ha.
All right, Smarty. Want to see me?
Go right ahead. I'd love it.
Here you are, then. See this string? Tie one end of it around each of my wrists.
You mean so your wrists are tied tight together?
No, so they're about a foot apart. Now, what is it Uncle Frank says? Oh, yeah. Watch me closely. I hold out my hands straight in front of me. Abracadabra, what do you see?
Why, Bob Regent, there's a ring on the string. And your hands are... Barbuit.
Uncle Frank showed me. I've been saving it up to spring on you.
Well, you mean thing. You never told me. You have to show me one, too, so I...
Oh, why... Who's that enormous man by the window? How did you get in here?
I came to see Chandu.
Oh, you must have come through a window, then. I am sure the servants did not admit you. Chandu is not here.
Then I will wait.
Indeed, you shall not.
I'll toss him out for you, Naji.
Bob!
Stay where you are, young Effendi. This little gun might hurt you.
Oh.
Listen to me, every one of you. You are my prisoner. We await the arrival of the great Chandu. When he comes, if any of you call out or try to warn him, I will shoot him before your eyes. Perhaps I shoot him anyway.
Oh, you...
Why, you great big...
Listen, I hear a voice that... Is it Frank? Is it Naji?
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Chandler fails in an attempt to rescue Robert Regent from his underground prison near Algiers, and Roxaw takes Regent away. Chandler learns that he has been moved to a hiding place known only as the Place of Darkness. Believing this place to be in the catacombs on the island of Malta, Chandler and the Regent return to Malta, where the present act opens. It is the dead of night. The party has descended into utter blackness.
Chandu, the magician.
You're sure no one saw us leaving the hotel?
Oh, yes, Effendi. We turned this corner. This way.
Isn't it dark and scary down here?
No darker now than it was when we were down here before in the daytime.
No, but it seems darker. Just because we know it's in the middle of the night. I hope we don't get lost from each other.
We won't. And we mustn't leave the guide for 1 minute. Remember, Bobby.
I remember all right. I haven't forgotten it was my fault we were too late to find Father in that old ruin in Algiers.
Don't, son. That's over. It might have been too late even if you hadn't.
No, it wouldn't either. That driver told us Uncle Frank and me that Roxer had Father right up there in the rocks, not 100 yards from the ruin when we went in.
No.
Did you know it?
No, she didn't, Bob. I didn't tell her that.
Well, Mother, gee, I thought you knew it.
Frank, did Robert see you? Did he know you were there?
He must have known we were there. He may even have heard our voices, but he didn't see us. That native told us Roxer had blindfolded him.
Poor Robert. I hope he didn't recognize your voice. It would be too heartbreaking to realize you were within a few feet of him and didn't even see him.
Wait here for one moment, Effendi. I will come back to you.
Where do you suppose he's going?
I hope he's not going to leave us here long.
Maybe he's forgotten the way.
You're a little sunbeam, aren't you? Why don't you go on and tell about all the people that have been lost in here and never, never found their way out again? Got hungrier and hungrier and thinner until finally...
Bobby, I know what's the matter with him. He wishes Judy Allen was here so there'd be someone to cling to him and say, oh, you big, brave thing, you...
You keep still.
You know what she told him, Mother? She said he reminded her of Ronald Coleman. She really did.
Oh, she did not. I wish something would come right out of the blackness over there and bite you, Betty.
Oh, what was that?
Where's that guy? Abdul. Where are you?
Gee, I don't think you called him loud enough. Let me try.
Abdul, come back here, you poor fish. I am here, Andy.
I don't see his light, do you?
Yes. Turn the corner. We'll see him in a minute. There he is.
What's that noise, Abdul? Are there any animals in here?
Oh, no, Andy. You hear but the wind.
The wind? Way down here under the ground, in solid rock?
I was, Fendi.
Well, we didn't hear it the last time we were down here.
Perhaps you did not come in this corridor. It is one tiny hole goes up from this place, up, 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 to top of ground, made for air many year ago.
Sounds funny to me.
Let's go to this air shaft, Abdul. I'd like to see what it's like. Oh, but you are hurried to come here, Effendi. You do not have time.
He's right, Frank. Let's not bother with it now. That's all it is. We don't care.
Yes, it is all. But we can see it later, I suppose. Take us to the altar room, then, Abdul. Let us turn here. You don't seem to know just where you're going. Are you sure you do know?
Oh, Iowa, Effendi.
Well, then why did you leave us? You were trying to find that room, weren't you? Look at me. Hold your candle up to his face, Bob.
Say, you know who he looks like? He looks just like...
Oh, Effendi, I tell you. I am try for a long time, be guide. My brother bring me here. I try learn how to take traveler in every place. But I cannot always remember. My brother not let me come here. But I come when he asleep.
Well, can you beat that? Did you engage his brother, Uncle Frank?
Yes, I must have. They look just alike.
All these natives look alike to me. What are we going to do?
I'm going to try to find that room myself. If I can't, we'll have to go back to the hotel and get the guide I engaged.
But you'll get lost.
If I do, we'll all get lost. You're coming right with me, all of you.
I hope to tell you we are. I've been lost in this place before.
Sandy, give me a little time. I can find it for you. Do not tell my brother.
We'll give you nothing. You should be reported to the police. Not a soul knows we're down here. If we can't find our way out, nobody will ever know what became of us. Nor of you.
Oh, Frank.
He's just trying to scare that guy, Mother. Can't you see?
Why, look. This looks like the place right here. Remember these pillars, Bob? It's somewhere right around here, I know.
It sure is. There's a kind of a room with pillars on each side. In the middle is this altar thing that the guy told us about.
Hold your candles high, everybody. Is that it, Betty?
Yes, sir, it is.
Come on, let's see if it does move.
Is that supposed to have been an altar? It's just a solid block of stone, isn't it?
Nobody knows. One story is that it was used for some sort of pagan ceremonies several thousand years ago.
Why, have these catacombs been here all that time? I thought...
No one knows that either. But it seems likely they've been. Look at the carving on the side of the altar. Those figures certainly look more pagan than Christian, don't they?
They don't look like much of anything to me, to tell you the truth. And now that we've found it, what about it?
Don't you know, Mother? I told you the other day. There's an ancient legend that says there's some way to move the altar over. And that under it is a room.
But gee, if it's been here all this time, you'd think somebody'd have found a way to move it. If there is one. Say, Abdul, do many people try to move it?
Oh, Sandy, I do not know. But I have heard that whoever does move the stone must die.
You mean it was an old law?
Oh, no, Effendi. I mean there is something in the altar that brings death.
Right.
Oh, it's just a story, Doc.
The tale of a Maltese cat.
You know how these legends grow. And there's no record of anyone ever moving the altar.
But you have come to move it, Effendi?
Yes.
So, perhaps you believe the stories my people tell, eh?
I can't see any reason why this author shouldn't conceal the entrance to a room. But I certainly don't believe your pretty little story about death. Come on. Let's see if we can find the secret.
Maybe you just pull on the block of stone and it moves over. Let's try it.
It's surely not as simple as that. But we'll try. Come here. We'll push from this end.
Let me help, Uncle Frank.
Oh, we can do it, Betty. Push, Bob. No use. Let's try the other end. Ready?
Sure. Nope. That's not it, is it?
What about one of the sides? Maybe the whole thing lifts up like the lid of a box.
There's no place to get hold of it. You couldn't lift it by those carved figures. They don't stick out far enough.
I think there must be some other way. If it were easy to find, someone else would have discovered it. Bring your candles here, everybody. You too, Abdul.
Sandy, I fear it. It is death.
Nonsense. Come on over here. We need all the light we can get.
What happened to your flashlight, Frank?
I couldn't find a single place in the letter to buy a battery for it. Here, Bob. Hold your candle here with mine. We'll press on each of these figures, one after the other.
No.
You think this altar covers a flight of steps, Frank?
Yes. Remember how that one was built in Najee's palace? So we found the little girl asleep.
I feel sorry for her yet, Uncle Frank.
So do I. Wasn't she cute?
Come over here to the end of the altar. I think you're right, Dot. It probably does tip up.
But don't you suppose the machinery or whatever opens it would be worn out by now? All rusty, I mean, or something? Because if it's never been opened...
Oh, it must have been opened sometime.
I think it's probably counterbalanced from underneath. I mean that when the end of the auto is released, there's a weight down there that tips the whole thing up.
But it might be either end, of course.
Yes, but look here. See this figure of a man? There's a little projection under his feet, as though he was standing on it.
That's funny, isn't it? He's the only one that has something to stand on. Maybe he was the king or something.
I think that projection covers something. Let me try. Look, it's loose.
Oh, be careful, Frank.
It's all clogged up with dust. I'll blow it off. See? It moves down. And what's that behind it?
Well, there's nothing there. What do you mean, Uncle Frank?
Don't you see? It's a round hole with a metal rod in it. It probably runs right through from one side to the other. Look over there, Bob. See if there's another figure like this one.
Let me look. Yes, there is. There really is.
Now what, Frank?
Abdul, get me a stone, will you? I think we can loosen the rod enough to get it out. And that's what releases the weights, I think.
Well, but Uncle Frank, you don't think Roxter's got Father down in there, do you?
Not yet. But I think he's planning to bring him here. We got here first.
Then you did use the magic powder, huh, Uncle Frank?
Bob, we aren't here alone, you know.
Sorry. Here is this stone, Effendi. But do not open it, I beg you.
Don't be silly.
Oh, Mother, aren't you thrilled to death? I wonder.
There. It's moving. Get around to the other side, Bob, and pull. Press down that little projection and pull the rod through.
Okay. Hit it again. Here she comes.
Pull it all the way out. Got it?
Here it is.
And look, I was right. It does tip up.
Look down there. That's a big black hole.
Come back here, Betty.
You were wrong about the step, though, Uncle Frank. Not a step.
Get down on the floor, Bob. Let's see if we can light it up enough to see what's down there.
Okay.
Hold your candle down as far as you can.
What a moldy old place. Gee, I don't wonder nobody ever opened it before. What would they want of it?
Someone wants it now, don't forget. Well, that's that. You can all go back to the hotel. I'm staying here.
Alone?
Of course. I'm going down in there. And you must close up the entrance after me. Put it back just as we found it, rod and all. When Roxor brings Robert here...
But don't you want me to send police or someone out here? Roxor, I'll have you both, and then what?
Of course he will, temporarily. But it's the only way.
But what about this guy, Uncle Frank?
I'll fix him. Listen, Abdul. You want your brother to know you came down here tonight?
Oh, no, Effendi. He will kill me.
You will not tell him? No, I won't tell him. If you keep still about all this. You understand?
I not tell. No, no.
Don't look so, Dorothy. You see, I must do this, don't you? If Roxor realizes we're going to take Robert away from him, he might as well kill him. He'll never learn the secret. This is our only chance. Well, here I go. I've dropped down here.
Oh, gee, Uncle Frank, can't I come with you?
Sorry, Bob, not this time. Abdul will take you all back to the hotel.
I'll put that down here. Hand me that pack of candles, will you? Thanks. So long.
Frank.
Close it up. Hurry.
What was that down there on the floor beside you, Frank? What is it?
Chandler and the Regents have returned to the catacombs on the island of Malta, where Chandler believes Roxor will take Robert Regent after removing him from the ruin near Algiers. They find a mysterious pagan altar, concealing the entrance to a room still farther underground. They move the altar aside, and as Dorothy and the rest look down, Chandler lowers himself into the darkness. Chandu, the magician.
Is that thing on the floor beside you, then? Hold your candle down.
What do you mean? All this?
What on earth is this thing?
Nice little thing, isn't it? See, it's chained to the wall here. It's an iron collar. A bit rusty now on the hinges. They were used for unruly prisoners in the good old days.
Oh, this horrible prison. Please let me send the police out here to protect you. I can't bear to leave you down there in that horrible cell alone.
No, no. Roxor killed Robert if he sees he's going to lose him. Go on back to the hotel, all of you. You make me feel like an animal in the zoo, all standing around up there. Close up the entrance and go now.
For you. I mean, suppose nothing happens to you. You'll let her tell the police sometime, won't you?
No, if I don't come back within a few days, you must get in touch with Ted Warren in Algiers, as I told you once before. He'll do all he can to help you find your father. Go now, before Rockstar gets here.
But what if he doesn't come at all, Uncle Frank? How long are you going to stay down there?
He'll come, all right. That day you saw Mustafa in here, he wasn't on a pleasure trip.
You don't think he's opened this entrance, do you?
No, I know he hasn't. There may be another entrance, though, I know.
Say, you know what? Nadia told us Mustafa was dead. I just thought of it. What are you supposed to...
Never mind that now, Bob. Go on, all of you, right now.
Well, if we must. Bobby, you and Abdul call the altar down again.
Put the rod back in place. Just as we found it, Bob.
Okay, we'll fix it for you. Here she goes.
Don't worry about me, Doc. If we find Robert, you can start back to California tomorrow.
I tell you, Mustafa, there is someone in here. Oh, Ronsor, who could be here? Well, there is someone. I know it. Leave Regent out there until we have made sure.
But no one knows of this room, Effendi. And if they did, no one of Malta would come here. It is said death awaits him who opens the way.
Oh. Then how do you account for the smell of burnt canvas in here, eh? You are a fool, Mustafa. Someone is here now. Or has only just left here. Light more candles. If we know of the other entrance to this room, why should not someone else? What is that?
Oh, Effendi, it is the wind.
Wind? Down here? 25 feet under the ground? Wind?
Very well, Effendi. It is the way for the air to come down here. I have told you of it.
What makes that noise?
No one knows. My cousin, who told me of it, said it had always been so. In the room above, it is even more loud.
Well, they are the candles. Give them to me. Why are you shaking like a leaf?
What is it?
I thought I saw a face in the shadow.
There.
You are a coward as well as a fool, Mustafa. Let me see. I told you someone was here. Chandler!
No, Chandu, the magician. How could he come here?
Be silent. He came here, did he not? So, Chandler, you cannot keep out of my way. You interfere with my plans. You fool me into telling you where Regent is hidden. And now you are here.
As you see, Roxor.
You are looking for Regent, eh? How did you learn I was bringing him here?
Do you remember once I asked you how you learned of the secret room in the pyramid near Cairo? And you answered, because to me must come all knowledge. Well, occasionally, knowledge comes to others than you.
But how could you arrive here before me? I left Algiers the same night we took Regent from the ruin.
I have, let us say, methods of my own.
Oh, you Chandu, the magician.
Mustafa, be quiet. You are alone, Chandler.
Yes, all alone, Roxor. Why?
You see this automatic? If you do not wish to die, you will not move. Mustafa, see that he has no gun. Keep your hands still, Chandler. Tie him up, Mustafa. So, you are a fool to come here alone.
Oh, Roxor, do not trust him, even with his hands bound at his sides. Do not forget, he is Chandu.
Chandu, the magician, eh? He is no more than others who have opposed Roxor and who have died.
Yes, but there is one who has not died. You've not beaten Regent.
Not yet, but I will. He will tell me the secret. He will tell me very soon.
What makes you think he will? You've had 13 years already and he hasn't told you.
But he is growing weak. Each time I see him, he is less strong.
You'll kill him one of these days, and then what?
He must not die. Not until he tells me. He must not.
Even you can't keep a man alive beyond a certain limit. Especially when he's had the treatment you've given him for 13 years.
You know nothing of the treatment I have given him.
Don't I? What about those papers of his that he left in the ruin near Algiers? Don't forget, I have them all. There are some very interesting things in his diary, Roxor. You must have taken him away in a great hurry, but you didn't take his papers, too.
He did not write down the secret again?
Of course not.
Did he mention my name?
Your real name, you mean?
My real name? I am Roxor.
But in Europe, you're known by another name, are you not?
Enough! I did not listen to you.
I have wasted too much time on you already. But you will not live to tell what you learned from Richard's papers. By his feet, Mustafa. 200 years from now, when he is found, people will wonder who he was.
Oh, Effendi, do not leave him here. Take him to the inner room. There he will be more secure.
Why will he be safer there than here?
Because in there are chains to fasten into the stone wall, and many other things used by a grand master of the knights to make prisoners talk. He cannot escape from that room.
You mean the room that is under the grotto?
It is so, Rakshar.
Well, take him there. But first, see that Regent is out of sight.
You've really got Regent here, have you?
Of course I have him here. Why not?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He certainly won't live long down in this place. If you want to keep him alive, you'd better move him somewhere where he can get some sunlight. He must be made of iron to have lasted as long as he has.
You would like to have me take him to a place where some of your men can find him and tell the police, eh?
You'll have to move him somewhere when I get out of here, you know that.
But you will not get out of here. So I need not think of that. Are you ready, Mustafa?
Very well. All is ready, Rakshar.
Come with me, Chakler. So, this is the room. Even you will not be able to escape from these chains.
Oh, Rakshar, I am afraid. He does not move or speak, but I fear him.
Silence! Put the chains on his feet and the collar about his neck. So, Chandu the magician. He can leave you now, I think.
Yes, by all means. I have never been chained up before, and I rather enjoy it. I know. Great little toys, these.
Come, Mustafa. Leave him in the dark. I must have one little talk with Regent before I go.
Chandu, where are you? Where are you, Chandu? Jane, oh, what have they done to you here in the darkness?
Not a thing. But what are you doing here? How did you get in? How long have you been in Malta?
I arrived only this afternoon in an airplane. Oh, I had to come to you, Chandu. How can I help you?
Nadia, I don't need help. I let Rockstar chain me up like this, but I can escape whenever I like. You know that. How did you know where I was?
Your sister told me. I thought to enter as you did through the ancient altar. But just as I was leaving the hotel, I saw Mustafa. I followed him.
But you shouldn't be in the streets at this hour. What time was it when you left the hotel?
It was 2 o'clock, but what of that?
Oh, you shouldn't have come, Naji. If Rakshar should find you here...
Listen, Chandu. I saw Mustafa and Rakshar enter through the other door.
By the way, where is that other door? I thought nobody ever came here. There are at least 5 of us in here now. The secret door.
Oh, hush! They will hear you. The other door is through a vault in the cemetery beside the church.
Yes.
But who is it Rakshar and Mustafa have with them? Not...
Yes, it's Regent. But I didn't even get a look at him. They kept him out of my sight. But now, you must go. I'm all right. And...
No. You must come with me. I heard Rakshar say he will kill you at dawn.
You heard him? When?
But now. I was in the shadows of the passageway. I heard him say...
Naji, you kill you. Why did you come here?
Why have I come here, Chandu? Because...
Naji. Oh, my darling.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone.
With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.